things to do in Genoa. Genoa, as well as the entire Liguria region, is an ideal travel destination. With its old port and its charming architecture, the air is filled with joy. The Piazza Raffaele dei Ferrari, with its amusing fountain, delights the eye. That feeling is enhanced by the Palace of the Doges, a place that must be visited by all lovers of the arts, and the Teatro Carlo Felice. Genoa City is an amazing seaside town. Over the last decade, it has become tourism-oriented. Check out the port redevelopment. It now has an aquarium open for any visit or excursion. Genoa has a long history, and its museums and old forts certainly bring you back to the time of Doria. It is a city in of constant congestion, like all the cities near the coast of Italy, as the CITY's urban planners did not design for modern traffic. Regardless, the seaside towns all have their individual type of charm. Genoa, with its landmark lighthouse, is a beauty not to be missed. When to go? The perfect time to explore Genoa is in the spring, March-April, and fall seasons, May-September. These seasons not only bring favorable climate conditions to Italy's most famous coastline, it is also the primary time that shops, restaurants, bars, and other venues stay open consistently. Numerous shops and restaurants are shut down in the low tourism season, October-February, and those that remain open have limited hours. The climate in the spring and fall is very comfortable, with dry air, flowers in bloom, and a steady stream of travelers. When June comes around, tourism season is in full swing and the coast gets packed and lively. In spite of the overwhelming traveling season, Genoa is up to the task, and the famous beaches double their efforts to offer the best water sports activities to entice more tourists to explore its waters. In the event that you decide to venture out to Genoa in the late spring, avoid traveling during the two busiest times, Easter and the second week of August. It is a national holiday, and numerous families head out to the coast for their yearly excursion. A city that deserves to be seen and discovered. Below are the list of things to do and places to explore when visiting the city of Genoa. Dialogo nel buio, dialogue in the dark. Dialogo nel buio or dialogue in the dark is an exhibition/experience located in the Genoa docks area. It is close to a metro stop, on a barge floating in front of the Museum of the Sea, and a few meters from the old port and the aquarium. You cannot go through the city without passing through here. The cost of the ticket, 7, is paid in advance, and the tour lasts about 45 minutes long. You'll be glad you came, and you're guaranteed lots of fun, even in the dark, laughing and joking. A visit to the Dialogue in the Dark also allows you to access the submarine Nazario Zorro, which is next door. You can purchase the combined ticket for only 10. The route is also handicap accessible. Overall, it is a stirring experience in the world of darkness. Do not be afraid, a friendly voice will guide you through the paths of everyday life in the world of the blind. For almost an hour, you are in a world that is entirely deprived of sight, something the blind face daily, and you get to channel senses you never knew you had. Excellent tour guides offer a friendly voice and provide valued support during this discovery. It is an experience that everyone should do to understand the hardships and challenges for people who cannot see. It is an experience totally in the dark, guided by people who live in constant darkness. Only with the details and expertise of the guide can you understand what is going on and how people deal with blindness every day. Do not miss this experience when visiting Genoa. Teatro della Gioventù. The Teatro della Gioventù is located almost in the center of the city, a perfect location. This theater is not huge, but the seats are comfortable and of great acoustics. It has the advantage of being located in Via Cesare, an area close to car traffic. After watching a play or musical in the theater, you can explore its quaint bars and pubs, with tables and chairs placed along the street. This theater is run by young actors who put on shows with great excitement. Also interesting is the series of concerts in the hall next to the foyer, where you can enjoy a complimentary drink while waiting for the engaging shows to open. The latest run of disaster comedy, a mix of hilarious quips and crack, is acted out by phenomenal thespians. It is guaranteed fun and a chance to discover or rediscover a love for the theatre. Basilica of Santa Maria di Castello. The Basilica of Santa Maria di Castello is a Romanesque church that was built between the 9th and 10th centuries. With a guide, you can see the sacristy, the refectory, the loggia, and from the window admire the neat patio. The church and the adjacent monastery is one of the oldest and most important religious sites in Genoa, dating back 900 years. The church has an imposing facade, Romanesque style columns and capitals, plus a built-in library. Inside, you can find some of the most important works of art from the Middle Ages and the Renaissance, like the frescoes on the walls that run the theme about the life of King David. The Church of Santa Maria di Castello is located on a hill where the first settlement was founded, which eventually became Genoa. Of particular interest are the marble sculptures by such masters as Giovanni Benedetto Castiglioni, Francesco Boccaccino, and Gregorio de Ferrari. The church highlights the loggia of the Annunciation, the oldest and most valuable frescoes of the church. These include works done in the 15th century, authored by Giusto de Limagna, Domenico Gagini and other renowned masters of the Renaissance. Bocche d'Assi. The fishing village of Bocche d'Assi is a must-see in Genova. It is lovely in the late afternoon, especially during the summer when you can stroll under the clear skies, the neat and exotic places. The atmosphere is quiet. You can walk along the narrow streets around the beach and will see charming and typical Liguria houses with their distinct color palette. The promenade runs along the coast of Genoa, 2 miles from the Palacio de los Deportes. This part is called the Corso Italia. The entire route is paved with red and yellow tiles. Along the way, you can visit beaches, restaurants and bars. At the end of the ride, the tiles end at a gas station. You get to the right side of the road and arrive in a small cove surrounded by colorful houses. This is Bocche d'Assi. It is the most famous picture of this quaint town, still within the city of Genoa and the Italian Riviera. If you continue walking a mile without losing sight of the sea, you will see an endless line of boats waiting to park and head to the lively beach. This is a highly recommended tour for the adventurous and a definite must-see in Genoa. Spiana di Castelletto. At the Spiana di Castelletto, you could get in the elevator, but it is much better to stand or walk from one of the many pedestrian streets. You go up to virtually view the entire historical center of Genoa, the port, and the vast ocean. On a clear day, you can see the Liguria Alps. The Esplanade has been largely pedestrianized and is a fantastic place to unwind, or get ice cream in one of the many bars there. The Spianata offers a stunning view of Genoa from the top, and you can enjoy a delicious granite while you look. Visitors to Genoa should not miss this beautiful open space where you can enjoy a fantastic view over the rooftops of the city, the harbour, the sea and the Liguria coast. To get there fast, take the Liberty elevator from the Piazza Portello. Once you get off the elevator, you can sit on the benches of the Esplanade and enjoy the panorama where people watch the open space, with its diverse and engaging population. Whatever you decide to do, it is best to do it while enjoying a delicious granite, sold in the local kiosks around the area. Passeggio Turni to Garibaldi and Nervi. While in Genoa, take a bus or train to reach the park called the Passeggio Turni to Garibaldi and Nervi. It is a park on the edge of the Mediterranean Sea that stands midway between Genoa and the French border. There you can see small animals common to the temperate climate, and one might come to feed in your hand. Squirrels, for example. If the weather is good, there is the possibility of a boat trip to Portofino, an exclusive and luxurious destination in Europe with luxury residences. To enjoy the fascinating features of this attraction, take the walk all the way to the castle where you can see the whole city from the hill. More than a promenade, it is a path above the cliffs with access to the sea. There are many stairs that will allow you to go on the rocks, but be careful. It's an awkward walk as it is located on the side of a high sea coast, but perfectly passable, tiled, with distinctive plant life and panoramic views no one would want to miss. It is quiet and stretches from the port of Nervi up to Campo Lingo. It is an oasis of relaxation and tranquility, just a few miles from the center of Genoa. There are several entrance ladders, some with skills while others with dissent or dissents. It is equipped with many benches for resting.